Coach, ends up being a 13-point game. The teams play pretty even the second half, but, boy, first, just the shooting from the field just really struggled tonight.
Yeah, I think that happens when you play, you know, up-tempo defenses who like to get up and pressure. I think it's hard to get high school kids to kind of settle down and still run their stuff and not rush a shot. And, we rushed a few shots, especially in that first half. I thought we were settling for some shots that we shouldn't. But with all that said, you know, we had to have played, you know, we didn't shoot the ball well. Yeah. But to have a chance, you know, at 6 points, with only making 7 shots. I mean, that's, we competed defensively, you know, it's hard to rebound with those guys getting up so high, but, you know, I thought our guys did a lot of good things just to give us a chance to stay in the game and, you know, never question their effort whatsoever. They just kept playing hard and we had an opportunity. We just couldn't get anything to go in.
Yeah, actually, you know, one really good thing here is they fouled you guys a lot here tonight, but you guys are able to knock down a lot of free throws, 23 of 33, and for whatever reason, you guys have struggled at home at times this year, and I know you'll take that 23 of 33 anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, physical defense, you know, gave us the opportunity to earn some points, in the, you know, at the free throw line, and early on, man, it looked like we were going to struggle right there because I think we missed about 5-6 in a row. And then, you know, we kind of settled in from the line. You know, you go there enough, you feel pretty comfortable after a while. But, yeah, you know, I thought we were better with the ball. We had some turnovers, don't get me wrong, but I thought we were stronger with it when we were dribbling against their pressure. I thought we took advantage of some of those things. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to putting that basketball in the hoop right there. And we just came up short.
I think you take it to all day there and have an opportunity here. You hold the Weimer kid to 9-3 under his season average. You hold Vanderweg to 4-7 under his season average. But it was the big man, Dawson Reuter, that stepped up big scoring. And even their bench really stepped up probably a little bit more than they had all year.
Yeah, they did. And Reuter kid's going to be a monster. He's a big old kid down there. I thought Jackson did a pretty good job on him. You know, there was a couple times they found him wide open, you know, when we were in our zone. Just maybe a slow rotation or so. But, you know, he's a big kid. And number 32, he came in off the bench and, you know, a left-handed kid who drives the ball really hard and he took advantage of it big. You know, it was a 6-point game, I think, or something like that, and he got a layup and an and-one, both going to that left hand. So a little bit of a scouting report let down, but at the same time, you know, just very pleased, though, with our guys, you know, battling enough to give us a chance. You know, you shoot, make 7 shots, you're probably getting blown out of the gym most of the nights. So I thought our guys continued to battle hard, and that's all I can ask for them. You know, we can't control whether or not that ball goes in, but we can control what shots we take, and I thought we were better with that the second half.
No, absolutely. I thought you guys did a pretty good job for the most part tonight working into Jackson, and you could tell that they rotated well on defense. All of a sudden, their help defense was probably maybe the difference in tonight's ball game.
Yeah, they did, and, you know, it wasn't until late where Jackson, you know, kind of found some kickouts out there, But again, the ball just didn't go in. Very good, you know, sound defensive team, and you put a lot of pressure added to that. Yeah. It just makes it tough to score on them. You know, I've watched a lot of their games this year, and they're very tough to score on. At times offensively, they struggle to score a little bit, but defensively they feel like they're going to hang their hat on that, and they did a good job of it tonight.
Well, I can see why this team has had the success they had, beating a Hugoton by 1 and, you know, beating Goodland by 18 and beating Colby by 7. Just their length can give a team fits here. But I think there's a lot you can take away from this. And what's probably the biggest takeaway as you head down to the final 5 games of the season?
Yeah, you know, we're getting down into the final stretch and sub-state. So every one of these games counts, and we've got to take advantage, you know, of what we have in front of us. We've got to be prepared. You know, Ulysses Friday, they play very, very hard. Kind of a different, you know, 3-2 zone look, and they're going to run like a 2-2-1 or a diamond and one press, and they kind of get after it. So, you know, we got to see a little bit of press tonight, so that's good. You know, got us prepared. But, you know, game plans, you know, you tweak them a little bit, but, you know, we still want to play through Jackson. We still want to play, you know, relatively fast, and we just got to knock down some shots.
And, yeah, it's kind of weird because this will be the only time you'll see Ulysses all year. Normally we've seen him at least one other time here before. So it's kind of unusual to not really have a good feel of what they do.
Yeah, I've got several films on them, so I kind of understand what they do. They seem like they've got a couple different players because I don't remember them from last year by any means. But, you know, they are a team that's streaky. They can get hot, and they play with a lot of confidence. So if you let them get hot, you know, they're gonna amp up the pressure. So we've got to take care of business and control what we can control. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully it pays off for us. But we just got to be prepared to put this game behind us and focus on our league opponents for the rest of the season outside of Lakin. But you know, everything, you know, is right there in front of us. We're playing for those sub-state seedings because it'd be nice to get a home game if we can and get the crowd in here. Which was, just that KU K-State game really just took people away.
But. Yeah. Yeah, that was an unfortunate game tonight, but we'll
for
move
which
on
team?
That. Well, for the good team. No, I'm kidding. Thanks again, Coach. Great effort for your team, and we'll talk to you coming up here a couple more times this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.